You're listening to SBS News.
A record 239 local cases of coronavirus and two deaths in New South Wales has prompted a tightening of restrictions in the 8 virus-hit Sydney districts of concern. Of the new cases, 113 are linked to a known case or cluster, 88 are household contacts and 25 are close contacts, while the source of infection for 126 cases is under investigation. 66 cases were infectious in the community and the isolation status of 70 cases remains under investigation. The government also announced residents of the 8 LGAs of concern must now wear a mask at all times outside their home. Residents must also stay within a 5-kilometre radius of their home. Premier Gladys Berejiklian is urging people to get vaccinated and seek support if they need it.
Not only does vaccination reduce you going into hospital, your chances of you going into hospital, but it also reduces how infectious you are and how much you convey the virus to others. Can I just make this point? Please know that no matter what your circumstances, if you've experienced financial loss, financial hardship because of the lockdown that we have imposed on you, please go to Services Australia for individual disaster payments. You only need to apply once, and then every week that amount will go into your account automatically.
New South Wales Police have called in the Army to help enforce COVID-19 compliance. The state's Commissioner Mick Fuller has requested 300 Australian Defence Force personnel to boost operations. Commissioner Fuller says the highly infectious nature of the Delta variant has exposed compliance challenges.
It is so contagious that going into families has been a real challenge, and big families in those 8 LGAs. And I just think people have underestimated the danger of the Delta variants, and that has caused the numbers to be unacceptable. And we all want to be out of lockdown. And you know, from my perspective, I've offered the Premier some opportunities for police to assist with further compliance, and those powers have been granted.
And there are also calls from some quarters for better targeting of health advice for multicultural communities and essential workers. The University of Queensland's Ross Gordon, a member of the WHO Technical Advisory Group on Behavioural Insights and Sciences for Health, says many essential workers would not be following daily press conferences and need to get accurate information in other ways. He adds multicultural communities also need more language translations of key vaccine and restriction information. Meanwhile, Sanjaya Senanyake, an infectious disease expert at the Australian National University, says people in multicultural communities need better access to both vaccines and vaccine information.
We need to make sure that people who want to get vaccinated have had the opportunity to get vaccinated, and particularly our culturally and linguistically diverse population groups, because otherwise it will have a very bad look and people will feel very uncomfortable and feel that there's been unequal treatment for certain groups.
And Victoria has recorded 7 new local COVID-19 cases, 6 of which have been in isolation throughout their infectious period. The 7th is the mystery case of a man who worked as a traffic controller at a testing site. Acting Testing Commander Naomi Bromley says interviews are ongoing to determine his movements in the community.
We're really following up all of the possible sources of infection for this gentleman. We're investigating where he was during his acquisition period and where he worked and travelled while infectious. Testing is already underway, and several members of his household and his close social circle have already returned a negative test result, which is very encouraging.
And Queensland has recorded no new local cases of COVID-19, and one case was picked up in hotel quarantine. South Australians, meanwhile, have embraced the new normal of wearing masks almost everywhere after emerging from their COVID-19 lockdown. The mask rules, which include their use in secondary schools, in most public spaces and on public transport, are part of a raft of restrictions left in place after the shutdown lockdown ended on Wednesday. In other restrictions to stay in force for at least a week, family gatherings are limited to 10 people, although weddings and funerals can have up to 50 people. About 5,000 people across Adelaide remain in home quarantine after visiting potential exposure sites. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.